What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, why are the chief executives of some of Britain's biggest companies seeing their pay soar? Ken Murphy has had an extraordinary 2 years. He became CEO of Tesco, the UK's biggest supermarket chain, in October 2020. Since then, he's steered the business through unprecedented global challenges, from COVID to rising food prices caused partly by Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Really, what Tesco exists for is how do you take something that maybe starts as a niche and makes it available to the vast majority of the population at an affordable price? And that's our mission.
Tesco shoppers are facing the biggest squeeze on household incomes since at least the 1950s, thanks to increasing labour, energy and transportation costs. And Ken Murphy says the company is laser-focused on keeping the cost of the weekly shop in check.
At Tesco, we want you to spend less with us. On everything from your staples to everyday essentials. Because right now, every little helps.
But despite cost-cutting initiatives, including price matching against the budget supermarket Aldi, customers at Tesco are still seeing the cost of their shopping go up.
Grocery chains are battling for market share, while many shoppers fight simply to get by, as the focus is increasingly on price.
But Ken Murphy doesn't share the financial pain faced by some of his customers and staff. Over the past year, he's earned £4.74 million, which includes the highest annual bonus awarded by the supermarket since 2016. His total pay was 224 times the total pay and benefits of the average member of staff at Tesco, who has an annual income of £21,217. That's about £4,000 less than the minimum acceptable standard of living, according to the Joseph Rowntree Foundation, which is why some workers were willing to go on strike last year.
Warehouse workers and drivers at Tesco are to hold a series of strikes over pay. The decision was made because workers were not offered a pay deal that keeps up to pace with inflation. More than 1,000 Unite members based around the country will strike for 48 hours from 6 a.m. on December the 16th. Additional strikes will be held after Christmas. The industrial action could lead to shoppers in many parts of the country facing empty shelves in the run-up to Christmas.
Tesco saw off that industrial action by making improved pay offers. And the company recently offered its staff advances to help them avoid falling into debt. The man who oversees how senior executives are paid at Tesco has defended how much the CEO earns. In a company report, he said that Ken Murphy's take-home pay was fair, and he was satisfied that the bonus payouts were appropriate. And actually, Ken Murphy's eye-watering payslip isn't unusual amongst top executives at some of the UK's biggest businesses.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across 3 episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Tortoise's Responsibility 100 Index looked at the UK's biggest listed companies, the ones in the FTSE 100 Share Index. It found that, on average, CEOs of those companies were paid 30% more this year compared to last year. The accountancy firm PwC thinks the salary increases were driven, in some sectors, by a post-COVID boom. In others, it was down to performance targets being set lower in 2021 because of market uncertainty. And while the average CEO pay this year was £3.7 million, fewer than half of FTSE 100 companies guarantee their employees the living wage. The disparity hasn't gone unnoticed. Here's Alistair Phillips-Davies, CEO of energy company SSE, being questioned by Cathy Newman on Channel 4 News.
Do you not feel at all embarrassed getting paid millions of pounds when householders up and down the country are struggling to feed themselves and heat their homes?
As I've said, as regards my pay, I don't set my pay. It's very transparent what I get paid, unlike many people.
Is it transparently excessive, though?
If the trends are to be believed, CEO paychecks will continue to rise. Being a CEO is not an easy job. These are, after all, some of Britain's largest companies. But a business's success is an accumulation of efforts shared by all of its employees, from the shop floor to the boardroom. If CEOs continue to be handsomely remunerated while employees struggle to make ends meet, there'll be growing disenchantment in some workplaces. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker. This episode was written by Maddie Diamond and mixed by Hannah Varrell.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate, and how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.